Catherine Aragon here with your C4 Report. Today's title, Triple Your ROI with Social Media Marketing. If you've been resisting social media, it is time to lay down your objections and start tweeting. There is a new study out by the Internet Advertising Bureau that's found that social media marketing actually gives a 3-to-1 return on investment. That's right. 3-to-1. Here are the findings as reported by Brand Republic. 83% of consumers are willing to try out a brand after being exposed to its social media presence. The likelihood of someone recommending a brand goes up 21% after engaging with them in social media. Followers actually expect to see your brand in their stream after following you, and they react best to content about the products they love. Based on these statistics, there is no need to be shy about posting to your brand's social media channel. Your followers enjoy seeing your updates. I would just like to add one word of caution, and that is to keep it social. As encouraging as these new statistics may be, you don't want to create an advertising stream that does nothing but push your products. That would be like watching a TV channel that just does commercials, the boring ones. The point is to be social. Now, I've seen this firsthand with some of my clients, and that is going overboard on promotion. It's not bad marketing, per se, to have your ads show up for people who have visited your site. But if they visit your site just once out of curiosity, and are then bombarded by ads, they could perceive you as spam, unless you're also building relationship with them. Talking at them doesn't work. Talking with them does. And that's basically what this report is telling us. In social media, you must be relational. Then when you pop up in ads and in social media posts, you're seen as a friend, not a stalker. Relationship really is a worthy goal for social content. I recently read an article on Marketing Sherpa by Jonathan Green, who is the social media analyst at Mech Labs. He makes a similar point about content marketing. In my mind, the two are totally connected, so it's still his comments are just as valid for social media, and that is not trying to sell your products can yield better results. Here's what he says, and I quote, "Just for fun, I reviewed a bunch of top content marketing initiatives, everything from Red Bull to Procter & Gamble's Pet Side and Being Girl initiatives. In all, I read more than 100 content marketing articles at random. More than 89% of the articles never mentioned a single product related to the company producing the content. They were virtually all product agnostic to the core. General Mills' tablespoon platform might offer a great recipe which could conceivably contain its products. They might even show a picture of a product in the ingredients photo, but they stop short of shoving General Mills' brand down your throat. You're left alone to eventually connect the dots on your own. If General Mills cares enough to give me all these recipes, they probably care enough to make superior products as well." End quote. Now, I like the way he says this. In social content marketing, you can't get pushy. You have to trust your followers to connect the dots. As in any relationship, trust really is a two-way street. We're asking them to trust us. We have to trust them as well. Now, when people engage with you in social channels, they actually are looking for a relationship. For them, that means conversation and interaction, but not a sales agenda. There's just one problem. Marketing by default actually does have an agenda. You want to gain followers and create brand loyalty. And if you can sell some products, all the better. Your job then is to get the word out about your brand without sacrificing relationship. Sounds like a tall order, and sometimes it can be. Social media doesn't have to talk only about your products or promote your own content, and that's the secret. You're a brand, yes, but there are real people behind the brand, so be real with your followers. Social media improves ROI because it builds human connections, and people prefer to buy from people they know. So get social. Here's my list of 6 items that can help you do that. First, share what's going on inside your business. 2, tell people about your fantastic products, indirectly. 3, tell stories. 4, share jokes and memes. 5, give useful content that you've created. And 6, curate content from other brands too. Talk like there is a real person behind the brand. And remember, real people are not one-dimensional. They talk about more than just work. They care about one another's well-being. Treat your followers like friends. Engage with them in ways that deepen the relationship and builds loyalty. Over time, you could easily triple your return on investment. And now, there's a study that proves it. Thanks so much. I hope you will leave a comment on the blog. I thank you for your interest.